When traveling through space, there are certain things that are important to remember. Space is lonely. Space is cold. Space is empty and yet full to the brim with life. And when you travel the 4.244 light-year journey from Earth to Proxima Centauri B, even with faster-than-light travel, space is very boring.
Turn ship log off.
Warning, no automatic emergency transmissions will send when ship log is off. Proceed?
Yes.
Please enter your agency ID number. Ship log off. You are now disconnected from the ICIA lunar base.
Good morning, wifey. Well, it's morning for me. 6.07 a.m. October 5th, 2317. You probably won't get this for a while. I'm on my way to Proxima Centauri B, and you know how transmissions can get spotty out here. Remember that cafe on McGlock that we went to on our first anniversary trip? They had that coffee infused with Poglonia and Traca berries, and it made me stay up for 38 hours straight. I could use that right now. I'm wiped out, but I'm up! It's important for a commanding officer to be the first to the bridge, right? Yeah, okay, maybe I'm a little nervous to go home and I couldn't sleep. It's been a long time. Anyway, I love you. I miss you. Call me soon. Turn ship log to emergency transmission mode.
Ship log set to emergency transmission mode. You are now reconnected to the ICIA lunar base.
Turn on ship intercom. Volume to max.
Good morning, incomparable crew of the Copernicus 17. Well, Agents Perez and Thompson, please report to the bridge immediately.
Millions of miles away, Astra's wife is in a deep sleep. It would be romantic to say she was dreaming of her lover's embrace, but the reality is Hilda is dreaming about playing tennis with a bear. But just as Astra rudely awoke her crew, Hilda's crew will do the same to her. Karma isn't always direct.
Captain, you are needed.
Fuck off.
I would love to, but this appears to be important.
Yun, get me a coffee.
Get it yourself.
Then what would be the point of having you around?
Fine. Two sugars and a cane and cream, right?
You do learn. Now, what the hell is that awful noise?
It is an alarm.
Yes, Sam, thank you for that. Will someone enlighten me on the meaning of this alarm?
There appears to be a ship following us.
Agency?
No.
Then who?
That's the thing. We just don't know.
Well, first things first, shut that damn alarm off so I can think.
Aye, aye, Captain.
It is troublesome that your cognitive functions are disturbed by a simple repetitive noise.
Shut up, Epsilon.
Well said, Mips. Now let me get a look at the reading. Sam, can you project it?
Right away, Captain.
Here's your coffee, boss.
How many life forms on board?
Four.
Do we know what species?
Unclear. All the information I have access to is that they are iron-based.
Shit.
Why shit? What does that mean?
Well, there are only a handful of iron-based planets in the known universe, and only three have the technology advanced enough for space travel, and exactly one that is the home of someone who hates my guts.
The Hammerhead.
Who's that?
He's another pirate. I don't know his real name, but he's a real son of a bitch. He's from the planet Crow, and I don't like to stereotype, but Crones are a nasty bunch. Very patriarchal, very clan-oriented.
That sounds awfully like Earth.
Yes, but they are made out of iron, so their bodies are freaking weapons.
This does present a problem.
Why are they following us?
The last time Hilda had a run-in with the Hammerhead, she stole a precious gemstone from him.
She stole it back from him. It is the heart of Tox, and it is sacred to my people. He took it. The captain returned it.
He doesn't see it that way.
He also hates that Hilda is the agency's most wanted.
Why?
Because I'm a woman, and he's a pig.
What course of action do you recommend?
Let's kick his sexist ass!
I respect that idea, but did you miss the made of iron thing? No. Our skill is being quick and sneaky. Let's shake him off. Do what you do, Mips.
You got it, Captain.
While Hilda is escaping an old friend, Astra finds herself preparing to be inundated with them. Proxima Centauri B is a remote colony, with only one settlement on the planet, New Copenhagen. Humans are never very original with names.
We are approaching the landing dock.
Prep for landing.
Ready, Captain.
All good here, Captain.
Okay, welcome first-time travelers to the illustrious New Copenhagen. Outside temperature is a balmy negative 11 degrees Celsius, so bundle up.
Sheesh, I thought it was summer on Proxima Centauri B.
It is. This is warm here.
Damn. Okay. Well, it's lucky I packed my new Gucci overcoat.
Have you spent a lot of time here, Captain?
You could say that.
Do you ever get the sense that she is hiding something from us?
Girl, she is the dullest person I've met. Besides you. She isn't hiding anything.
Welcome to New Copenhagen, agents.
Oh, God, what is that stench?
That is the smell of actual work. Now, we received intel that the Spider has been regularly coming here to drop supplies. We are meeting a contact. Name of Sheb.
What kind of name is Sheb?
A fake one. And shady as heck.
As heck? What are you? My grandmother?
Come on. We're meeting him at the local watering hole.
Astra walks through the tangling labyrinth of streets with a familiarity that seems almost too strong, and with Tommy and Belinda struggling to keep up. She skips over potholes without looking down, a sixth sense preventing twisted ankles and skinned knees. They come to a dilapidated building, as old as the settlement itself, and looking like it would come down with a strong gust of wind.
This is the place?
It may not look like much, but information about anyone coming and going out of this colony is here. There are no secrets in New Copenhagen. Too many big mouths.
You would know that better than anyone.
Selena, what are you doing here?
You said it yourself. No secrets in New Copenhagen. You think my baby sister can land her flashy ship here without me knowing about it?
Sister?
Okay, everyone. Time for some options.
There is a habitable planet within landing distance. We could lose him on the surface.
Nope. Their tracking tech is too good. They'll find us in seconds.
Our ship is capable of much faster travel than theirs. We could take off at top speed and lose them.
No, Hammerhead developed a slingshot beam. They'll lock onto our signals and use our velocity to boost theirs.
Just kick them in the balls! I mean, do they have any balls?
Once again, are you forgetting the made of iron thing?
There's an asteroid field up ahead. I can navigate it, but their ship is too bulky to manage it.
Excellent work, Mips. Do what you do best.
Right away, Captain!
Buckle up, kids. This will be a fun ride.
Must I remind you once again that I am centuries older than you and do not appreciate being called a... kid.
Stuff it.
Approaching the asteroid field.
Whoa, be careful! That one almost hit us!
She knows what she's doing. Epsilon, what's the Hammerhead doing?
He's attempting to follow us into the asteroid field.
Mipsy, make things interesting for him.
I'm on it, Captain.
T-
Keep it up, Mipsy.
The Hammerhead ship has been struck.
How much damage, Sam?
Minimal. Their ship is still functional.
Shit. Keep going, Mipsy.
I must warn you, Captain. Though our ship is better equipped than the Hammerheads to evade damage, we are not foolproof.
I understand, Sam, but he's gonna do a hell of a lot more damage to us than these asteroids will. Keep going.
And I'm not a fool.
Oh shit, he just got hit again!
It is my job to relay that information to the captain.
Damage report, Sam.
The Hammerhead ship is now at 70% capacity, still functional.
Mipsy, I think it's time for us to play a possum.
You got it, Captain.
What does that mean?
You'll see.
Brace for impact!
Impact!
Power down, immediately!
Wait, what's going on? Are we stranded?
No, we're pretending we are dead. Epsilon, what is the Hammerhead doing?
He appears to be scanning our ship for life signs.
Mask our signals, Sam.
Yes, Captain.
What is she doing?
She's scrambling the signals of our ship so we don't register as life forms.
Ooh, she can do that?
She's the best.
Scan complete. The Hammerhead ship is leaving the asteroid field.
Hell yeah!
Don't celebrate yet.
They have left the asteroid field, now commencing speed of light travel.
Now we celebrate.
All right, folks, this is the new Copenhagen special.
Very interesting.
Yeah, so... so good.
No thanks, Selena. I'm on the job.
What, you can't take a break the first time you visit home in 4 years?
I'm sorry. Home?
Yeah, of course. Aren't you agency types supposed to be smart?
Listen, Selena, we don't have time for this right now. We have a job to do.
Fine. I'll leave you alone. On one condition.
What's that?
You and your little lackeys have to come to Mom and Dad's for dinner tonight.
Absolutely not.
Come on! You never send transmissions. You've been gone for years. You owe them this.
Personally, I am so down to see where the captain grew up. Do you guys have baby pictures? Teeny weeny little Astra? Cappy wappy little nappy little baby Astra?
Oh, loads.
Yas! Okay, we are going.
I think that's up to the captain.
Okay, fine. We'll be there at 7. Now please leave. We have work to do.
Damn, I get it. Okay, I'll see you then.
Hey, do you want to talk about...
No, I do not want to talk about it. Okay, that's him. Follow my lead. You, Sheb?
Depends who's asking.
Someone who can arrest you if you don't answer my questions.
All right. What are your questions?
When was the last time the Spider made a visit to this place?
Don't know no one named Spider.
Yes, you do.
Tell us... what we want to know, or we'll gut you.
Dude, chill.
Sorry, too intense. But seriously, tell us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll work.
Is this your first time?
Kind of.
Whatever. I'll tell you if you leave me alone. She was here a few weeks back, maybe a month. She never stays very long in one place. Just a quick drop off, merchandise, and then off.
She doesn't steal from you?
What are you talking about? No, she doesn't steal from us. What do we have that's worth stealing?
Take this communicator. If you see her on the colony, send me a message.
What's in it for me?
Not being arrested.
Not exactly the most successful questioning, and though Astra would never admit it, that's exactly the way she wants it. Because there is one person she would do anything to protect.
Power back on. Let's get the hell out of here.
Right away, Captain.
Back on course for Mars.
Excellent. We can do a drop on the colonies there, then decide our next move while we hit the spa.
Guys, there might be a small problem with that plan.
Why is that?
Because the hammerhead is waiting for us right there!
Shit. He didn't fall for it.
I did not want to say it at the time, but the likelihood that he would was only 46.89%.
Why the hell wouldn't you have said that at the time?
Precisely because of this reaction.
Okay, new plan. Sam, we're doing your plan.
But, Captain, you said the hammerhead had the slingshot technology.
Yes, he does, but there is one place I know where even his hatred for me won't make him go. Damn it.
What? That sounds good!
I know, but I really don't want to go there either. Ugh, fine. Mips, top speed to Venus. I have to go home. Ship, send a message to better half. Hey babe, in a bit of a pickle. Could use your help.
The home of Marla and Eugene Jones is small, but comfortable. Halfway up one of the unstable skyscrapers in New Copenhagen, they are very solidly in the middle of the social strata, but they make the best of their home. The walls are covered in pictures and memorabilia from the upbringing of their two girls, school pictures, awards, homemade and completely ugly gifts from their childhood, and in a place of honor, a framed photo of Astra and her parents on the day of her graduation from the agency training program.
Astra! You don't have to ring the bell. This is your home.
Hey, Ma. This is my crew, Agents Thompson and Perez.
Hello, Mrs. Jones.
Oh, just call me Marla.
And you can call me Tommy. Oh my God, I am absolutely dying to see baby pictures of the captain here.
Then come in. We have plenty.
What? Is that delicious smell?
Aren't you a dear? That's dinner Gene is cooking. He can really fancy up those nutrition packs we get. Astra sends us spices from all over the galaxy. He just loves experimenting with them.
Is someone talking about my experiments?
Come in here and say hello, Gene.
Eugene Jones, pleasure to meet you.
I'm Belinda Perez. It's nice to meet you as well.
There's my little girl. Come give your pop a hug.
Hey, Dad. Listen, we can't stay long. We're on a tight schedule.
Well then, come on, let's eat.
This is a lovely home. I've never been to a colony apartment before.
Oh, really?
Perez and Thompson were both raised on Earth.
Oh, wow. I can't imagine that. What's Earth like?
You've never been?
Oh, honey, no, of course not. The only time we've ever left New Copenhagen was for Astra's graduation, and that was on the moon.
That's crazy. Humans who've never been to Earth.
It's not that crazy. In fact, most miners never get the chance to leave the colonies. Not everyone is as privileged as the chosen few who still get to live on Earth.
Angel, let's not talk about politics at dinner. Selena will be here soon. She's bringing little Luna. Aren't you excited to meet your niece?
Yes, of course I am.
You have a niece?
Will you guys excuse me for a second? I have a message for my wife.
Oh, honey, tell her we said hello. We do miss her. She is such a sweet girl.
Hey, babe. In a bit of a pickle. Could use your help. The hammerhead is after me again. I'm headed to Venus now. I know he won't follow me onto the surface, but he's probably going to be waiting for me in orbit until I leave. I know you're supposed to be after me, but do you feel like taking down the agency's second most wanted space pirate?
Next week on Starcrossed.
Mips, any last tricks up your sleeve to get this ship to go faster?
I do not have sleeves, Captain.
I think I see something.
That is a pirate ship.
Oh, science, I'm too young to die.
Starcrossed was created by C.Y. Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Episode 3, The Chase, was written by Grace Alba Smith. With performances by Samar Alshams, Rebecca Bachman, Carrie Bibb, Mason Greer, Gage McAllister, Melissa Melendez, Harris Milgram, Angie Reed, Peter Reynolds, Sailor Scott, Clara Tan, Alexandra Tobias, Linda Wild, and Pin Young. Executive producers CY Hui and Grace Alba Smith. Edited and mixed by CY Hui. Featuring music composed by Iaz Shibala. Art provided by Noel Canos.
Here's your freaking coffee, boss. Hey, boss lady, here's your coffee. Here's your coffee, boss lady. Yo, boss. It's your coffee. Take it.